The study of Civil War history is very clean. You sit in an armchair, open a book, smell the crisp pages. You hear the marching band music on a CD, see the uniforms preserved in glass display cases, examine the dramatic paintings in museums. But out here, on some borrowed farmland near Shiloh, where reenactors are camped out in canvas tents, it's anything but clean. Campfire smoke fills the air. The ground is muddy, and the mud sticks to everything. It's a cool spring day, but not the kind of weather that would make you want to put on a wool outfit and march around in full sunshine with rifles, canteens, and plenty of gunpowder. General William Tecumseh Sherman famously said, "War is hell." He wasn't just talking about the part where you walk into a field and get shot at. He was talking about all of it. The daily miseries of being drenched in sweat, covered in dirt, stepping over horse manure, swatting away the gnats and flies, picking off ticks. Some might think it strange or obsessive that a group of history buffs, 150 years after the Civil War, still put themselves through so much discomfort to relive the past. But doing so gives them an understanding of American history that is as intimate as it is terrifying. More importantly, they show others the extent of the sacrifices that were made to keep the United States united. Kurt Fields is an adjunct sociology professor at the University of Memphis who portrays Ulysses S. Grant.
The trite but true expression of, if you don't know where you've been, you don't know where you're going, and you're also risking making the same mistakes. So you need to know your history. You need to have a national sense of self.
Like the real General Grant, Fields is 5'7", has a porcupine beard, and crow's feet that make him look as though he's won a staring contest with the devil.
We want to remember what happened here at Shiloh and on every battlefield in America, because it's when the United States went through its crucible and emerged like the phoenix in legend as a better, stronger animal.
Doug Jennings, a musician from Alabama, recreates the music of the Confederacy with his band Unreconstructed. Even the entertainment takes a side in the fight. But he says that having a strong emotional connection to either the North or the South adds to the atmosphere of authenticity.
Even though we are a Civil War period string band, we have a lot of people come up and say that they love our music. We had one gentleman this morning from Minnesota, and he heard us play a song entitled "Kill That Yankee Soldier." We're a Civil War period string band. We're a Southern Civil War string band. We do the Confederate version of everything. We don't do marching through Georgia. Sorry. That's another band. But that's okay. There is another band to do that song. But the gentleman from Minnesota came up. He actually bought a CD. He said, I loved your rendition of that song, even though I don't think much about the sentiments of the song, but that was a good version.
As thousands of reenactors marched stoically onto the battlefield last week, there was little talk among the observers of the cultural differences that still, 150 years later, tend to distinguish the North from the South. Politics, music, accents.
It's Arkansas!
Let's go, Arkansas!
Mostly, there were questions about the war itself, why it was fought, how it was fought. At a distance, the sound made by 8,000 reenactors could make anyone question the limits of a soldier's courage. Multiply this noise by 10, and you can almost imagine the chaos and the carnage of 80,000 men fighting at Shiloh in 1862. It was the deadliest battle in American history up to that point. But there were still three more years of war and far bloodier fights to come. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.